Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to the Postpartum Coach Podcast, where we embrace our needs as moms, we learn to lead ourselves first, then our families, and where we create our own healing from the inside out to find our way to the work we were meant to do in this world. I'm your host, a fellow mom of three and a certified life coach, Lizzie Langston.
Hey everybody, tonight I'm sitting on a porch swing. I wanted to share a pattern that I've noticed in my life before I dive in today, which is that as I've let go of the reins and I've not been so fear-based and I've not held so tightly to things that I used to, more of the ego nature, like structure and rules and sort of routines and things that I've set for myself, which, don't get me wrong, routines are beautiful and necessary, and I actually want them, you know, but as I've been taken out of them, kind of by choice as we're making this transition to Costa Rica. By the way, we're not there yet. So when you hear, we're there by the time you listen to this, we will have been there for probably 3 or 4 weeks. So future episodes coming soon, you'll get to hear me there. But in the meantime, here we are in Colorado getting ready to move. And as I've gotten out of my routines, I've just realized that the Lord can speak to me the best, and I am the most inspired first thing in the morning and then also late at night, kind of at the end of the day. And I've been contemplating on this, and I invite you with me to just be curious about when the Lord can speak to you. If there is a when, right? I know there's definitely been times and seasons in my life where I honestly wasn't very available to anybody because I felt like I was swallowed in children and I had to learn, you know, how to have inner peace and then create outer peace from the inner peace. And that was all like this big project that's taken me like 3 years. Welcome. Join the bus of moms working on that. But yeah, think about it. When can the Lord talk to you? And if those windows aren't as open or as big as you'd like them to be, maybe consider how you want to open yourself more to God throughout your day. And this isn't like a to-do list item, right? This is for you, because he's waiting. I like to think of just like a rain cloud is just ready to just burst and let the rain out. And then it feels so good, I'm sure. I mean, maybe clouds don't have feelings, hey? But just like kind of like that, I feel like heaven is just waiting. So ready with blessings, with messages from sweet angels, from, you know, the spirit, just ready to speak to you. And that's what I want to offer you. Today, I want to just give you a feel-good, lift-you-up message. You know, I do a lot of teaching on this podcast. We delve into the nitty-gritty. I think the last few episodes, we've definitely done that with the different cultures of trauma and depression and anxiety. And while that is so needed and helpful and beautiful, that's definitely the most useful when you're having a desire to change and to keep going. But sometimes we find ourselves, I know I have definitely found myself caring about changing, caring deeply, but being ultimately discouraged and feeling like I'm not enough, that I'm maybe not even able to make the changes I want to make. And that is the most devastating, despairing feeling. Those are very, very low vibrations and they hurt and they drag us down to the pit of misery and endless woe. No joke. I know that's from the scriptures, but I don't want to say you want to be careful with that. I just want to say that here I am and I want to lift you up today, sister. So sit back, get cozy, and I just want you to receive a message of belief and of hope in you. The other day I was thinking about miracles. And I was thinking about the prophet and the president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, President Nelson, in our last kind of semi-annual church conference thing, he was like, he basically invited everybody to study up on miracles and don't be afraid to ask for them. And faith, like a mustard seed, can produce miracles. And I wanted to tell you that I have seen miracles. And I don't just say that. I mean, I use that word with reverence and beauty because heaven's hand is on the earth in these days. It's not just something you read about in the scriptures.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
The force, the source, is living and breathing. And I think that, I don't like the word danger, but like, you and I'm just kind of assuming here. I know, by the way, I want to recognize there's lots of women that listen to this podcast that put up with my religious talk or like my scripture talk and don't really have an interest in it or don't consider themselves religious. And hi, I want to tip my hat to you and just remind you that you're so welcome here. And I do work with women who are not religious, or even, you know, consider themselves formally spiritual. So I just want you to know that that's totally okay. I love you. You're totally welcome here. And thank you for being so open to listen. And then also what I was going to say is those of us who are longtime veterans, maybe we were raised in organized religion and Christianity specifically, but you know, any religion, I just want to say that sometimes we can be at risk for being numb. Like we've heard it so many times. It's kind of like when your kids say mom so much that like sometimes you miss the moments, you know, like if they're really in danger. I mean, I guess not the best example because actually ultimately I feel like we have really good mom intuition and, but you know how you can zone your kid's voice out? Like if it was extremely urgent, you'd hear it, I'm sure, but sometimes when it's kind of urgent for them, but you're just, it's like, you just get, your name gets a little worn down. I know you know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to try to make it make all sorts of sense because I know you know. We all know. We're moms, right? But sometimes that can happen like in a gospel sense where we, the very voice of God that is living, it is present. It is there for us. We are so accustomed to to scriptures and prayer, we can kind of settle into the motions of it and, or not, right? Or you can be totally like searching and stuff. But I want you to lean back today and not literally, right? I mean, like energetically, and look up to the heavens, like really, listen. And I promise that if there isn't entitlement and there isn't resentment towards God, if there's just hope, just even just a little spark, I know that you can receive the answers you've been looking for. I know that angels can minister to us, even if we can't see them. And sometimes angels come in the form as friends, the form of friends, people. You know, we've all heard those cool stories about somebody knocking on your door and just being like, you know, a friend stopping by. I don't know why, but I felt prompted to come here tonight. We all, I mean, across all sorts of faiths we have, there's beautiful miracles yet to be made. And I think what's important, I know where I was in my depression, I felt really like entitled to people serving me and helping me. But that's because I was neglecting myself. So I leaned hard. Even if I didn't ask for help, I definitely expected it and like would talk to my husband about, you know, how I didn't think this person was doing this, or it's a shame these people aren't, you know, noticing this or whatever. I would have like my little things in, but ultimately the sadness and the lack was from me to myself. And you know, what's interesting is we project our relationship with ourself is projected to all other relationships, including our perceived relationship with the divine and the way we experience our higher power. And so the tricky part about depression is the way depression comes about is because we're disconnected to ourselves. And the reason that that is so scary is because when we're disconnected to ourselves, we are inevitably disconnected to that same degree to our husband, to our children, and to everyone else. And so I promise you, as a life coach, as somebody who has survived and thrived after depression and anxiety postpartum two times, I just want to promise you that the place to start is you and your relationship with yourself. When I say the place to start is you, I don't mean like you're the problem, you need to fix it. I mean, the problem never was you. The problem is our lack of connection and love to ourselves. And so today's pick me up message, I just want to tell you how much I love you. And I also wanted to share with you how much I love me. And that feels tender to say, because guess what? There's still so much stuff I'm working on, you guys. And I've come, like, I've trekked a million miles in my motherhood shoes. And my brain has, you know, on a negative day could deliver you an entire checklist of what's still to come. What more that I want to do. But ultimately, you are enough. And it's tricky, right? Because our brain doesn't want to believe that. Our brain wants to believe that we're not enough. And if that's where your brain is today, maybe just start here with, you were never meant to be enough without him. You were never meant to be enough without your Savior, Jesus Christ. And it is in the needing of him. It is in the pieces of us that are not enough, that are blatant and obvious, that can either be miserable when we try to muscle it ourselves and hold ourselves to high standards on our own, or that can be the soft, squishy places that we take comfort in because of him, because he backs us up where we fall and we falter. It's kind of like after childbirth, when you look at your body, you have two options. You can be disgusted, which I've been there. Totally. I've spent a lot of time there. It's been a while, but I have. I used to a lot.
you can be disgusted and you can poke and prod and pull and, you know, try to force yourself into those old jeans or putting on the size up or two of jeans or swimsuits or what have you could be this sacred moment of gratitude with your body. And I'm not shaming you. I'm not telling you you need to be more grateful. Right? But ultimately, it's like the way out of depression is not a one and done. It's rungs of a ladder that you climb up. And it's one conscious movement at a time, right? We gather awareness. So like listening to my podcast, and maybe it takes you 5 or 6 episodes where you're like, okay, like, and you get inspired to want to do something differently. And once you do, you've walked up a rung of a ladder. And these are energetic rungs, okay? So depression is down there with shame, with guilt, anger. These are the lowest vibrational energies that you could possibly have. I want you to imagine a triangle, okay? And the bottom of the triangle is across the ground. And then at the two, you know, sides go up into the air. It gets narrower at the top, yeah? And it's a wide base at the bottom. And so I want you to imagine a ladder fixed from the you know, going through the middle of that triangle from the very bottom on the ground to the very tippy top, you know, narrow little, I guess you can't call it a corner, little crevice, the top of the triangle. Maybe it's a corner, I don't know. An angle. And as you listen to this podcast and, you know, you bring in light into your life with this and other sources, with maybe good music, with, I can't say good, that's very broad, but music that uplifts you, that's uplifting. And maybe you tune out the things that are more heavy. You're going to naturally start climbing that rung. And if you feel so low that you can't seem to climb, I want to invite you to do two things. Number one, go to lizzielangston.com/course and look at my postpartum course. Just look at it today, or heck, you can buy it, but take a look and see how you feel. You know, let yourself ruminate on what the course is. And I want to invite you to buy it. Buy the course. It's about the price of like maybe a month and a half, or even just like a month of therapy, if insurance was covering part of it. And it will probably, over the course of maybe 6 to 8 weeks, I mean, that's not how long you have to take to watch it, but just realistically speaking, like by the time you, you know, watch stuff and then go apply it and then maybe go back and re-watch the part, you know, you want to refine and then move forward, and heck, however you want to do it. If you want to skip around, that's great, you know, but it will probably take you farther than some months of therapy. I'm not going to say that for sure because it's a newer course and I want to let testimonials be the ones that say it for sure. I want women that have done it. I want to be honest, right, and in integrity. But just going based off of my past clients' results and things that people have told me about their experiences in post-therapy as a postpartum mom and the women that have come to me when that, you know, wasn't all. I'm not telling you to stop doing therapy or don't go to therapy. I totally don't want to discourage you if that's already your choice and, you know, like own it, right? But I just want to offer that the postpartum anxiety course is there for you. And it's my energy is just as important as any of the content that I speak. So it's, and I'm not, I don't say that to like brag about my energy, but I just remember when I was in my lows.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
To be around somebody who was full of and radiated hope and total, sure confidence that I could totally pull myself out of this, which I never really had like that exact postpartum. I had like general life coaches. So I think it's so cool that you guys have somebody that's done that postpartum, but that was just as important as anything that person ever taught me. Okay. Like, don't underestimate the effect of being around, you know, a powerful, strong, good force for good energy can have on your motivation and your ability to move quickly up the rungs of that ladder and to get going. So the second thing I want to invite you to do is, once you look at, you know, lizzielangston.com/course, is consider getting the course and also then joining the membership so that you can have some guided support, even if it's just for like 3 months, so that you can bring your questions when you're watching the course. You can have, you can hear, you know, the celebrations from other women going through it. I want to really build a culture in this membership, the Healing and Home membership, which all moms are invited, and it's an extension of this podcast. Basically, we do meditating. We haven't started meditating yet, I'll be honest. I'm relocating. I've got my founding members in there. We're building up some more members with the ads going and stuff. But in the next couple of months, like as I get settled in Costa Rica, we're going to be doing yoga meditations, talking about nutrition. Sorry, it cut me off for a second. And the mother wound is a topic I've had my members, they've requested, and I'm sure they're kind of waiting for it. I've been going through my own things on that score, and I want to make sure it's ready before I deliver it, but that's coming as well. And honestly, just boundaries, that's a big one I talk about with clients. We'll probably do some open Q&As around, you know, getting on medication, and I'm definitely not in telling people what to do with that, but coaching them around their decision in a clean way, unattached. So there's some beautiful things that will be happening there, and we'd love to have you join us. The women in my membership are incredible, and there's like literally, I mean, maybe 10 right now. It's super small and I love it so much. I'm so excited. I mean, they're just amazing. They come to like all the calls almost every time. And we get into the juiciest stuff. And guess what? All those recordings, we've been coaching now for like a month and a half, maybe like 6 weeks. I don't know. All those recordings are there for you. Totally. You can have them. So once you join, right, the membership. So just go to lizzielangston.com/course, check it out. And if it feels right, go ahead and join. If you have any questions, feel free to email me and ask me your specific questions. But otherwise, I'll see you inside. I love you guys. We'll talk next week. Take care. You are enough. You are worthy. And by the way, can I just one more little thing? I know your brain all day tells you that you're not enough, and it shows you all the problems. But ask it to show you something else. Ask it to show you something beautiful. It's like the Little Mermaid. I don't know why this is coming to mind. But like she, you know, she was able to go and be a human and then come back and be a mermaid. And like it changed the way probably that she saw her life forever, life in general. She saw herself, she saw her family, that experience. And I want this episode to be a catalyst for you to see yourself like maybe like Ariel did once she'd had that huge transformation, you know, or Luca, like the first time he became a human or whatever. It's like, what if today you had a new track record with yourself? Starting fresh. And I know you worry about your babies and about them being resilient. And I think we should care about that, but it cannot trump our own conversations with ourselves, because the way you talk to yourself is being it like the limits and the blessings of the way you talk to yourself are the limits and the blessings and connections in your other relationships as well. We can't get that backwards. So start with you, my love. Start with you. Come join us in the course and the membership. We'll talk next week.
Hi, my darling friend, Lizzie here. If you love the content here on my podcast, then you need to check out the Postpartum Coach membership. My membership is where you can bridge the gap between listening and understanding, healing postpartum on a logical level, and then applying it and feeling change. That's what we do in the membership. The most valuable tool that I have for you in my membership by far is the postpartum anxiety course. It's my course where I walk you through my 3-part postpartum healing process. You can watch or listen to the course. I made it for moms, digestible and to the point. Then you've got a private podcast, a members-only Facebook community, as well as the trifecta of postpartum healing: weekly coaching, meditation, and yoga. You do not want to miss my membership if you are postpartum and are serious about healing. So go to lizzielangston.com/membership today and step into your healing. That's lizzielangston.com/membership. I'll see you inside, my love.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.